winds of change have well and truly swept through the corridors at Icon Park. Brendan Bolton's come in as the senior coach of the Blues and has got a whole new team around him. One of those is the new coach of the Northern Blues in the VFL, also work as a development coach for Carlton. His name is Josh Fraser. We all know him. He joins us on the line. G'day, Josh.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you?
Good,
really
Josh.
Well, thanks, buddy. Great to have you back in town. Enjoying the challenge at the Northern Blues?
Yeah, it's still fairly fresh, half. The appointment last week, but started to sink my teeth into the role in the last few days, and I'm really excited by the opportunity. So, quite impressed with, obviously, Brendan coming on board and the coaching staff he's assembled. So I'm looking forward to getting to work.
You spent the last couple of years coaching the Neufel team at the Gold Coast Suns amongst your roles up there. And did you expect to be so in love with coaching during the end of your career?
Yeah, I probably did. I guess I was one of the players that tried to prepare a little bit a few years out from retiring to move into coaching. So I always had that as a passion and something I wanted to do. But I probably didn't expect to go to the Gold Coast and have the opportunity to coach my own side in the Neufel. That came on a bit sooner than I thought. But having said that, that opportunity gave me a massive chance to learn a fair bit about myself and gain some really valuable experience. So I feel like I'm pretty well equipped to move into this role and certainly into a competition like the VFL, which is well respected and well organised.
Hey Josh, with the Northern Blues, how much freedom do you have to implement your own systems? Because you're working alongside Brendan Bolton, is he basically going to set the tone in regards to strategically and the way you want to play, or do you have the freedom to use some of your own experiences in your own style?
Yeah, we've had some initial discussions around that, Gazy. I think primarily there'll be a real Carlton flavour to the way we want to play, and I guess that's going to be ideal given that we'll have a number of Carlton listed players playing with us on the weekend, but there's also the opportunity to be, creative in my own sense to ensure that we're in positions to win games. And that's basically the mandate from Brendan down, that we want to make sure we provide a winning culture. And the exciting thing for me is that he's come from a really successful program with the Hawthorn and Box Hill alignment. So he knows what it should look like, and he's going to be a great resource for me when I sink my teeth into coaching the side game day.
Well, there's no doubt the success that Box Hill have had and the way that relation seems to be working seems to be exceptional. But what's the priority? Is the priority the development of these players in regards to what they might need to do for Carlton, or is it the win? Are they mutually exclusive, or can you combine them?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they can be combined, there's no doubt. And I think creating that winning environment and competitive culture is going to help the development naturally anyway. But I guess the needs of many outweigh the needs of few. So the risk of costing the side a victory for the sake of the development of one player, I think that's going to be the overriding philosophy, that players will get thrown around a little bit and they have to be willing to adapt. And that's going to be form part of their long-term development. So I guess the big picture is making sure we're super competitive and putting ourselves in positions to win games. And within that structure, trying to coach the individuals really hard and make sure they're developing all the time.
Do you forecast having to manage that expectation a little bit? Because the last couple of years, you've been at the Gold Coast Suns, and that's been clearly a Gold Coast team, basically, just playing in the Neufel. This year, you've got an alignment team, and you've got players that will be just specifically Northern Blues players as opposed to Carlton players in your team. And that's its own club in its own right, so to speak. Is that management of that expectation going to be difficult, do you think?
I've had some experience with that half with the Gold Coast. I mean, we had in Melbourne, we had a horrid run with injuries.
Yeah.
So we were bringing in a number of players each week. I think we were making up to 10 or 12 changes at different stages this year. So there has been, I've been exposed to that. But, I know the passion that the Northern Blues personnel bring. I've worked pretty closely already with Stevie Papel and Gary O'Sullivan.
Okay,
and
good.
They're really passionate about making sure the club's successful. So we'll get a collective buy-in from the Northern Blues players and make the process as streamlined as possible from Carlton down. So that's a one-club approach, and I guess we're all pushing the same message.
And for you, Josh, is this a pathway that you see for yourself in to becoming a senior coach at AFL level?
I probably haven't thought too much about being a senior coach at AFL level. I guess I'm really passionate right now about the development side of coaching, and the benefit of this role and something that I really like is the ability to coach your own side on game day and stay really competitive. So for me right now, I want to be great at this particular role, and then there's a view probably down the track to move into a line coaching role. But right now. I want to nail this area of the coaching.
5 years at the Gold Coast, was that long enough to come back to Victoria, or did you plan to get moved back, or was it just something that the opportunity presented itself?
Yeah, it was a difficult one. I was quite keen to stay. The Gold Coast Suns offered me a new contract, which I was really appreciative of, and I love the environment up there. Certainly had some great experiences working under Willie McKenna, and I guess the last 12 months under Rocket Eade, but I guess the lure for family reasons to get back to Victoria was quite strong. With that came some uncertainty around a job, but when this presented itself, I was hell-bent on making sure I was able to get it, and thankful for the opportunity and looking forward to, obviously, the year ahead.
Brendan Bolton clearly not having any issues with height as part of his coaching panel. It's a fair gap between you and he.
Yeah, there is. Matty Capuano is also on
of
the
course.
Staff. So, yeah, there's a few taller lads. Hopefully our talls on field can perform quite well. Otherwise, we won't be doing our jobs properly. But he's really passionate, Brendan, really passionate, enthusiastic about the task at hand. And I'm quite excited about the opportunity to work alongside him.
Good on you, mate. Good luck with the role at the Northern Blues and, of course, your development situation with the Carlton boys as well. Look forward to chatting to you throughout the year.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.